Hello, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with Lori Overhead?
I'm sorry, you've got the wrong number. No Lori here. Thanks.
But maybe you can help us out. We're conducting a national opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I can speak with you. Will you have a few minutes to participate?
Can you give me a realistic estimate on how many minutes it would take?
It will take about 8 to 10 minutes, depends on your answers, but I will go through the survey as quick as I can. Can you please help us out?
Okay. Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Thank you for your help. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yep.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
39.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
White, non-Hispanic.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
And now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm like in the middle.
But is that somewhat approved or somewhat disapproved?
Somewhat disapprove, I guess.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Guzinkamp Perez is handling the job as congresswoman? Strongly approved, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
And thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following will you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, okay? I have a short list. I have fighting inflation and lowering costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, combating threats to our democracy, border security, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, growing the economy and creating jobs, improving K-12 education, or protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare?
Climate and education.
Okay. Thank you. And now, I'd like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 is someone you don't particularly warm or cold, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. The first one, Joe Kent. From 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
0.
0. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
18.
Okay. And what about Bob Ferguson?
I haven't heard of him.
Okay. Dave Raker?
Haven't heard of him.
Okay. Donald Trump?
0.
0. Mary Guzinkamp Perez?
I don't know, maybe like 40.
40. Republicans in Congress in general from 0 to 100, how would you rate them?
5.
5. And Democrats in Congress in general, how would you rate them?
10.
10. And if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
And if the election for Congress in Washington, 3rd District, were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Guzinkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Mary Guzinkamp Perez.
even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Kent, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or not change at all? You might support him.
No, I would never support him. Nope.
Okay. And next, I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and 10 if you think it is extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. Again, you may use any number from 0 to 10. The first attribute is a leader who will fight back against the threat to our rights and freedoms. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
8.
Someone you can trust. From 0 to 10, how important?
8.
Someone who will defend abortion and woman's right to choose.
10.
A leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it.
7.
From 0 to 10? 7. And the last one, a fighter for the working class. From 0 to 10.
4.
Okay. And now, we're almost done with the survey now. We're 75%. I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Glusenkamp Press. And please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that the statement is very convincing reasons to support Mary Glusenkamp Press for Congress. 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that the statement is not at all convincing. And the first one is, Mary Glusenkamp Press is taking on big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Mary supports legislation to cap families. Insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that to support her?
8.
The last two, Mary Glusenkamp Press isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Mary. She respects and champions the trade and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Mary teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
4.
And the last one, Mary Glusenkamp Press believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding active career and technical training at high schools, community college, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. How convincing was that from 0 to 10?
7.
7. And lastly, this is the last part of the survey. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Press or Republican Joe Kent?
Mary Glusenkamp Press.
Okay. And lastly, this is the last part. I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. This is random. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. But please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means the statement gives you serious doubt about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubt. And 0 means it doesn't give you any doubt at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. The first one says, just 2, we can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that will benefit Wall Street, and he supports the regulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but will lead to bigger profit for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. That gives you serious doubt, some doubt, or not at all. From 0 to 10.
10. Serious doubt.
Serious doubt. And the last one, Yale can support an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth if they become pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. That gives you serious doubt, some doubt, or not all.
Yeah,
from 0 to 10.
Ten.
Okay. And after hearing more about Joe Kent, will you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less?
As much less likely as I can say.
Okay. Now, in your words, given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
That he's an extremist who wants to limit people's right to make their own healthcare decisions and,
okay.
And yeah.
Just let me record your answer, please. He's an extremist and... Okay, just let me give me 1 second, please.
Yep.
And now the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell me what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The undergraduate degree.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Never.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help, sir. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye.